Well, the crisis unfolding in some of Victoria's privately run aged care homes is exposing the worst parts of the system, but it's also bringing out the best in people. Hundreds of Victoria's public nurses have rushed into homes where COVID-19 is rampant so they can help manage infection control and help frail and elderly residents. And now their colleagues from across the nation are flying to Melbourne to help as well. Rhett Burney reports.
Rebecca Badcock is a senior nurse in South Australia's public health system. She usually works in the busy Royal Adelaide Hospital, but from tonight she'll be on the front line of Victoria's aged care COVID-19 crisis.
Really demonstrates the nursing profession and how we look out for each other. It's what we're trying to do is, you know, step in and help where our skills and expertise is most needed.
This afternoon, Rebecca Badcock packed up her protective equipment and boarded a Mercy flight to Melbourne.
Our job will be, when we get there on the ground, is to scope out what's required and where our skills are going to be best used, and then we'll have a group of nurses join us from Friday to hit the ground running and help out with the aged care response.
In the coming days, she'll be joined by 50 more South Australian nurses also sent to Victoria. Jenny Hurley is SA's chief nurse. She's got the mammoth task of filling the volunteer positions over the next 24 hours. But she says that'll be nothing compared to the work that awaits the nurses when they get to Melbourne.
It's going to be difficult. We've got people who are palliative care, end-of-life care, people who are in difficult situations, residential, and people who are generally unwell.
They'll also be dealing with their own safety. Each nurse will take their own fitted protective equipment to Victoria. They'll work 12-hour shifts alongside hundreds of Victorian public health nurses sent in to take over from aged care staff and managers. Jenny Hurley says her team is up to the job.
We're cognizant of the situation. We're very mindful, but we are health professionals, highly educated, highly supported. We know infection control. We know when we're out in the community, the risk of community transmission. We'll have very tight procedures and processes to protect and ensure and support our staff.
At this stage, the deployment of South Australian nurses into the Melbourne COVID-19 epicentre is expected to last for at least 4 weeks. And when those staff do return to SA, they'll need to quarantine for 14 days. Nurse Rebecca Badcock says that's a small price to pay if it means she and her colleagues can help save lives and provide some relief to their Victorian counterparts.
It's a privilege to be in a position to be able to go over to Melbourne and support our nursing colleagues over there who have been doing it pretty tough and having a pretty tough time.
South Australian nurse Rebecca Badcock, Rhett Burney with that report.